Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, How to Reach Your Physical Goals. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free tape of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Corinthians 6. Are you there? 1 Corinthians 6 and verse 9. He says, know you not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived. Neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. Now, we've talked about this before, but what do all these things have in common? People not controlling their flesh. Right? Not controlling themselves. He said, verse 11, and such were some of you. But you are washed. But you are sanctified. But you are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Are you an old sinner? No, you were. Let's get it right. Let's get it according to the Word. Somebody said, well, we're just old sinners saved by grace. No, we were old sinners. Now we are washed, and we are sanctified, and we are justified. Amen? Somebody said, well, we're still old sinners. No, I'm not. You can be if you want to be. Did you hear me? Somebody said, well, we sin every day. You don't have to. I said, you don't have to. Yeah, I've missed it. Yeah, you've missed it. But the very reason you have to repent is because you could have done differently. If you couldn't help it, you shouldn't have to repent. It's not your fault. The very reason you have to repent is because you didn't have to do it. Nobody ever has to sin. Did you hear me? Nobody ever has to sin. The Bible says, you remember 1 Corinthians 10:13, there is no temptation taken you, but such as is common to man. But God is faithful. He'll not allow you to be tempted above that you're able, but will with the temptation make a way of escape that you might be able to bear it. What does that mean? Like we read from another translation, there is no irresistible temptation. There is no temptation that is just so big and thing that just overwhelms you and you just, you know, it was bigger, you know, than you could do. You know, people getting into sexual sin sometimes, they say, it was just bigger than the both of us. What can you do? We fell in love. And what can you do? Well, you can control yourself. Amen. Simple. You can control yourself. Right? Yeah. No such thing as somebody that can't control a desire or their mouth or their fists or their spending. Are they eating? Did you hear me? Yes. No, people yield to the flesh. Now, if you yield to the flesh and just keep yielding and just keep yielding and just keep yielding, then you'll get to where you feel like you don't have control. Did you hear me? Because you've trained your flesh to yield to this thing. And you can yield to it so much that when a thought crosses your mind or you smell something or a feeling crosses your body, you just do it without thinking. But I don't care if you've yielded and yielded and yielded. You have the greater one on the inside of you. Amen. Amen. And you can be strong. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, one thing you need to do to get strong is to be fed spiritually. Amen. Like, for instance, one thing you ought to do is read your chapter every day. Am I right or am I right? I said, why do you keep saying that, Brother Keith? Because I'm supposed to. Because we still don't have everybody reading their chapter every day. Because I guess they think they're more spiritual than the rest of us and don't really have to or don't need it. Or like one fellow told me, I read the Bible one time. Yeah. That's ignorant. That's like saying, I ate some bread one time. I ate some meat one time. It'd be like you going down through the cafeteria with your tray going, green beans. I had those back in 69. Cream corn. I had that in 70. You mean you're never going to eat it again? Or you're going to starve. Right? No, we eat the same scriptures. Amen. Why? Because they feed us. And they help keep us strong. How does faith come? Comes by hearing. And hearing. Not having heard one time, a long time ago. Hearing by the word of God. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Feed your spirit. Feed your faith. And that's one reason. One big reason why some of you have gotten results this year in these areas that you didn't get in 20 years. Why? Because your spirit is stronger than it used to be. Which means your willpower is stronger than it used to be. Which means you got more control of your flesh than you used to have. Amen? Man on the inside is dominating. Not the man on the outside. Becoming spiritual and not just being carnal, flesh ruled. And that's only going to get better and better and better. If you stay hooked with God. He said, verse 12, all things are lawful to me, but all things are not expedient. All things are lawful for me, but I will not be brought under the power of any. Meats for the belly, belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. What does that mean? Well, all this natural stuff is passing away. Right? Everything down here. So don't get hung up on that. Just don't be brought under the power of it. Now, the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God has both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by His own power. How many believe that? How many believe Jesus has been physically, literally raised from the dead? His body was dead. It was lying in the tomb, but it ain't there. Right? That body has been resurrected and raised from the dead, and He is in that body, sitting at the right hand of the Father in heaven right now. This verse said that He's going to raise our body just as surely as He raised His. Whoo, glory to God. Isn't that good news? Keep reading. Know you not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Not just your spirit, but your body is a part of Christ. This body. See, some people, you know, kind of leave the idea, well, this old body is contaminated by sin and the curse, and it don't make that much difference what you do with this body, because it's all going to ashes to ashes anyway, and good riddance, and then thank God one day we'll get a new body. No. This body, the one you're in right now, has been bought and paid for. Amen. And belongs to the Lord Jesus. And this body is going to be raised from the dead. This body. Amen. And is going to be a part of Christ forever. This body. Amen. It's important, this body. And what you do with it's important. It does matter what you do with your body. He said, shall I then take the members of Christ? What's he talking about? Your physical body. And make them the members of an harlot. God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to a harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. But he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. Flee fornication. Run from it. Every sin that a man does is without the body, but he that commits fornication sins against his own body. See, young people, you know, they get involved sexually with their boyfriends and their girlfriends because they don't know the value of their body. And they don't understand. The Bible says you're supposed to possess your vessel in sanctification and honor. Amen? And people say, you know, the boyfriend or the girlfriend says, you think you're too good to sleep with me? Well, basically, yeah. If that's all you know about it and that's all you think about it, there's only one person you're supposed to be sleeping with, not your spouse. Did you hear me? Somebody says, that's narrow. Yeah, and it's God. That's the Bible. That's right. Right? And like one fellow said, he made them, you know, man and woman, Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. It is one man and one woman. Don't you thank God for our president? Oh, glory to God. Keep praying for him and believing with him. A lot of people would be too much of a politician to take the stand that he's taken. Be too concerned about losing support in different camps and losing votes. But I tell you what, God will make it up.
Yes.
Amen? Amen? Thank God. We're not against people. We're against error.
Yeah.
We're not against people. We're against lies, deception, confusion. Right? I mean, adultery is just as wrong as homosexuality. Did you hear me? Fornication among teenagers, just as wrong as lesbianism. I mean, it's all the same. It's yielding to wrong desires. It's not controlling your flesh. It's all in the same categories. Well, he goes on to say, verse 19, what? Know you not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own, for you're bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Glorify God in your body. Is that right? With your body. Go right on over to the 10th chapter. And we'll come back to the 9th, I think. But go to the 10th chapter on that thought. Glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Verse 31 of chapter 10:31. He said, whether therefore you eat or drink or whatsoever you do, do all to the glory of God. What you do with your body matters. Whether you eat or whether you drink, do all to the glory of God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Victorious Over the Flesh, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R227. That's R227, and the tape will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry and an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at www.morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.